The following is a special presentation of WRFH Sports.
Today we have the Tiffin Dragons playing against our Hillsville Chargers at TFO Partners Field.
Our game has already gotten underway. Currently, there is one out with bases loaded. One strike, one ball. Hop, hop, fly to short center field. Caught by Danny Pastenault.
Fires it back to the pitcher. Unable to score.
That brings us to two outs. On the mound, we have Drew Olson from Carmel, Indiana, number 12.
Two outs, bases are loaded. Up to bat, number 8, Cal Brazier. Brazier was 0-for-2 last game. Brazier rips one to left center. Oh, it bounced off the wall. They're rolling. Brazier to second. Oh, and he clears the bases. Three-run double for Cal Brazier. Absolute rope to 370 left center.
That brings our score to 3-0 for the Tiffin Dragons.
At bat number 13, Andrew Fairbrother.
So now we have Andrew Fairbrother, number 13, up to bat. Two outs again. It's a nice try from a frame from ball one outside. Ball low again. Brazier's getting a long lead on second. Trying to play a little mind games with him here. All right. Another ball. That's ball four. Walk for Fairbrother. That might actually help the Chargers here. Now they get a force out at any of the bases here. Man on first and second. Number 23, Hatfield up. And now we have a pitcher's timeout up on the mound. Beautiful day here today in Hillsdale. It's ice cold, but the sun is shining.
About 33 degrees out here today. Beautiful day for baseball, I think.
You know what? You're right, Ely. There's no other weather that I would rather play in or watch.
At bat, number 23.
The Chargers break up their huddle and we'll resume play here. We have players at first and second. Two outs.
Count is bare.
Again, up to bat is the third baseman for the Tiffin Dragons, Hatfield.
That's a strike. All right, 0-1.
0-1 count, two outs.
Get your hands going, kid.
Second pitch is another strike. 0-2 count.
Let's see some off-speed from Drew Olson here.
Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Got a lot of room to work with here. Ripped up the middle.
Ground ball. Force out at second. Smooth flip to Jacek at short. That brings us to three outs.
You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale
at 101.7 FM.
Welcome
Welcome to the Grammar Minute, where we're saving the English language 60 seconds at a time. I'm Lauren Smith, and here are some words you may have been using that don't exist. Runner-ups should be runners-up. A lot is never one word unless you're talking about, say, allotting a piece of property. A lot is two words. Participator is... No, it should be participant. Mischievous should be mischievous, with three syllables instead of four. Thusly might be a favorite of college students writing papers, but it's not a word either. Just say thus. English is an ever-evolving language, and things change over time. Just pick up a copy of Chaucer if you aren't sure how much they've changed. When in doubt about whether a commonly used word is acceptable, consult a dictionary. This can also help you judge whether the word is formal enough to be used in print. That's your Grammar Minute. Visit thegrammarminute.com for more tips and tricks.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. After a pretty active top of the first, the Tiffin Dragons have a 3-0 lead on the Hillsdale Chargers. Up on the mound, we have Fiesel from the Tiffin Dragons.
Nick Fiesel is 6'3", 195. He's a junior from Carroll, Ohio. He's a righty.
On the mound for Tiffin, number 38, Nick Fiesel.
This may be some of his first few starts here. Seems like he doesn't have a whole lot of stats to go work with, but we'll see how he does against the Chargers today.
This is the second leg of a doubleheader today in the third game of a four-game series this weekend, all here at home in our new Lenda and Glenda Field at TFO Partners Stadium.
So if we have any basketball, anyone interested in March Madness, number five Gonzaga is tied with number four Kansas right now. About 8 minutes left in the first half.
Up to bat, we have
number 32, Rocco Tenuta, second baseman for the Chargers.
First pitch was a ball. Second pitch is a strike. We got a 1-1 count.
Skips that one. Ball low. Now we got Tenuta ahead in the count now. Chargers looking to get back that 3-run lead that the Tiffin Dragons got ahead early in the first.
Inside, ball three. 3-1 count now for Rocco.
Rocco's looking for a fastball here. High fly ball to right field. It's in the sun. Yep, easy play for Ditchell over there in right field.
That'll be the first out at the bottom of the first. Up to bat now, we have number 22, Jacob Slee, playing right field. Again, one out, no men on base. Here comes the first pitch.
Another
high fly ball.
And it's out of bounds. Beautiful stadium here. If you weren't aware, this is a new stadium built in the past few months here at Hillsdale, generously donated from TFO Partners and the Linda and Glenda Hill family.
0-1 count. Here comes the second pitch.
High and away pitch. One ball, one strike. He's looking to get him to push it to right field again.
Another foul ball, straight back to the right. One ball, two strikes.
So he's behind in the count now.
Ball rip straight up the middle. Shortstop's got it. Out at first. Two outs, no one on base.
Nice play by Fairbrother. Scooped it up smooth and ripped it to first.
Up third, we have Will Shannon, number 29, playing first base today for us. Us Hillsdale Chargers. Will Shannon stands 6'5", 225. He's a junior from Bloomfield Hills. Went to Brother Rice. First pitch is a strike. That brings the count to 0-1, two outs. Here comes the second pitch. That's the first ball. One ball, one strike. Two outs.
Jeff Landis on deck. Looking to clean up his position.
Third pitch. That's a strike.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Jim. That might have been a little low. He painted that corner, that's for sure.
He did. That was a pretty good pitch.
That was.
Here comes the fourth pitch. One ball, two strikes. Ball wide outside.
Missed outside. Fiesel's playing games now. He's got good control. He's seeing if he can get... seeing if he can get Will Shannon swinging.
2-2 count, two outs, nobody on base.
Fiesel, high fly ball, out of play. Fiesel looking him off, calling his own pitches here.
Will Shannon's looking to get something going here for the Chargers early on. 2-2 count still.
Heater from Fiesel. Foul ball.
We're still at a 2-2 count.
Fiesel's throwing some gas now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's looking him off once again. He wants the fastball. Oh, got him looking with the curve. Oh, that was nice, Fiesel.
Yeah, that'll end the first inning for us. You're listening to Hillsdale.
Chargers baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
You're listening to What's in a Name. So this particular Michigan City's name at first look has a fairly simple origin story. It's a bit more complicated than it first seems. The name Detroit comes from a French word that means straight, like a body of water, which in turn comes from the city's positioning around the Detroit River. The river comes from Lake Erie, one of the five Great Lakes. The city still remains as one of the oldest and most important cities in the Midwest. Though the name comes from French settlements in the early 18th century, which was roughly 300 years ago, the land itself has been populated for over 11,000 years by many different peoples, including the Iroquois and the Huron. Rich in resources, it was highly contested, and after many battles, ultimately ended up within the United States, first as a territory and then as part of the state of Michigan. It has since earned the nickname of the Motor City due to its history with Henry Ford. This has been What's in a Name. My name is Megan Pidcock, and you're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
All right, and we're back to Hillsdale Radio Free Hillsdale. You're listening to Hillsdale Chargers baseball against Tiffin. We got number 6, Hilario De La Paz, up to bat. On the top of the second.
Bat number 6, Hilario De La Paz.
No man on base. Here comes the first pitch of the second inning.
Oh, here we go. Lays down a bunt.
Hilario De La Paz is up to bat for the Tiffin Dragons.
So he's from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Went to Kalamazoo Central High School.
First bunt went foul.
Let's see if he goes for it again.
It's not going to catch him off guard this time.
Second pitch is wide. Brings it to a 1-1 count. No outs. Score is 3-0 at the top of the second inning. Another outside pitch. That brings the count to 2-1. No men on base. Fourth pitch is a strike. 2-2 count.
Looked like a good pitch there. This kid can really throw the heater, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's got a nice fastball on him.
2-2 pitch goes to the pitcher. Out at first.
Great play there. That's a real Greg Maddux style play right there. Really a shortstop on the mound up there, you know.
Right.
A gold glover, if you'd say, you know.
A gold glover, right? Yeah. He's got my vote.
Yeah, he does have my vote, too.
I'd imagine that the new turf field is probably takes a break-in period to get adjusted to, especially on plays like that.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's just a little bit different than playing on grass and dirt, you know.
Now up to bat, we have number 9.
Just a
number
check.
9, Adam Dietschel.
It's a check swing there. Didn't really like that pitch too much, but wanted to still take a cut at it just in case. Beautiful pitch there. Beautiful pitch right on the inside corner. Hugging that belt line right there. Hugging the belt line of number 9 up there for Tiffin. The 0-2 from Olsen. It's a good waste pitch there. Gotta keep the batter honest. You know, you can't just throw him a bunch of heaters in a row. You gotta keep him honest with the curve.
Switch it up a little bit. That ball's ripped right to the shortstop. Caught out of the air.
Perfect play, perfect fielding placement right there. He was ready. Ready right there for that one.
That one right to Aaron Jasek. He is from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Went to Parchment High School.
Jasek out there with what looks like a baklava out there?
A baklava, a shiesty, I think they call it sometimes.
That's more of an interesting style choice. You don't see that in baseball too much, do you, Eli?
I don't, personally. But I don't think they usually play in games this cold.
No, I wouldn't want to play in a game this cold. It hurts your hands too much every time you hit the ball. Not like I'm going to hit the ball too much. I wasn't a real great hitter in my Little League days, let's just say that.
Up to bat now, we have Jack Clancy. He's playing left field today for the Tiffin Dragons. Where we have a 1-2 count. Two outs, no men on base.
Got a corner outfielder here. Let's see if he can put this ball in play. Maybe hit it to the warning track. There we go.
There it goes. Ball drops in left field. Looks like he's going for two. Got second base standing up. That's great. A double for Jack Clancy.
Great piece of hitting right there. Took that inside fastball and sliced it down the left field line right there. That's a great double right there. That's just a little Anthony Rendon double right there. A little down the line, take that inside pitch, hit it the other way. What do you think?
I agree.
Us two here, we're new to the little radio gig. You know, we're just trying to feel our way out here, see what we can find ourselves in.
Up to bat now, we have Logan Swanger from Newark, Ohio. He is the designated hitter for the Tiffin Dragons. 0-1 count, man at second. Here comes the second pitch. High fly ball, foul.
Ball's out of play. A lot of these Tiffin Dragons are hitting the ball the opposite field today. I don't know if that's a product of good hitting or maybe the kid on the bump is tossing some heat and they can't quite get their hands around to it. You know, you never really know.
I'd say the latter.
Yeah, I'd say the latter. That is a great pitch.
That was a very good pitch.
Painted that outside zone, but fortunately we didn't get the call there.
Just outside, one ball, two strikes. Man at second, two outs.
You love to see a left-handed DH. You know, you got too many right-handed hitters these days. We need a left-handed DH. That's a strikeout there. Strikeout look and hit that same spot he did earlier. Got that guy swinging.
That'll end the top of the second. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
the Old Ball Game, where we talk about the past of America's favorite pastime. I'm Tate Christensen. Today we talk about the origin of the seventh inning stretch. There are two commonly told origin stories. The first has to do with President William Howard Taft. When he was president in 1910, he threw the first pitch at an opening game in Washington, D.C. Following the top half of the seventh inning, rumor has it that Taft stood up from his seat to stretch. The crowd thought he was leaving and stood out of respect. The second myth centers around a small school in New York, whose coach, and also the Catholic school's prefect of discipline, saw that the crowd was going a bit stir-crazy. So, in the middle of the seventh inning, he called for a timeout so that spectators could stretch. The game then carried on as normal. No one knows for sure which, if either, of these stories are true. But regardless, the tradition has stuck around for many years. This has been the Old Ball Game on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Right now, we got the Tiffin Dragons warming up for the bottom of the second inning. The score is 3-0. Dragons got off to a pretty quick start, don't you think, Trevor?
Yeah, they did. They got up to a 3-0 lead there. They got a couple. They got the bases loaded, and then they got a three-run double in there, and that kind of tightened things up for the Chargers. Let's see what kind of offensive response they have here. Let's put a little something together. What do we think, Hillsdale Chargers? Let's do it.
Up now, we have number 20, Jeff Landis, our designated hitter. Hopefully, he can get things rolling for us on offense.
We got a big power hitter here up the bat. You know. Hits from that southpaw side of the plate.
First pitch. Ball outside. I wouldn't want to pitch to him.
Yeah, they don't really want to pitch to the big kid. You know, he'll put that thing out there in that swamp out there in right field if you're not too careful.
Indeed. Here comes the second pitch. Ball's ripped high. Foul ball out of play.
Just got underneath that one. Popped that one straight back. Almost hit us in the face back here in the booth. But let's see what they give to him. Let's see what they give the big kid now.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Just missed. Two balls, one strike. No men on base, no outs.
Missed a little low on that one. Maybe he's trying to get this kid to bite. I don't think he will. I think he's real disciplined over there.
Very disciplined at the plate. Fourth pitch is fouled straight back again. He's ripping it. He's looking for a big...
A real delectable pitch. You know, he wants to park that one out there in that swamp. Maybe hit it off that new scoreboard, that fancy scoreboard we got out there in right field.
Ooh, swing and a miss. Strikeout.
Got Landis swinging there.
Yeah, that'll be the first out of the inning. Up to bat now, we have Joe Hartenberg. Number 44 playing left field today. Joe's a righty and senior from Northville, Michigan. He went to Detroit Catholic Central. First pitch is a ball outside.
A little quick fact about Joe. He's a... Might not get this from him, but he's a real biological genius out there. I mean, this kid studies fish like most people breathe and sleep, so.
That's an interesting fact.
Yeah.
Second pitch is a strike inside. Good pitch there.
You're laughing. Pitching
is easy when you throw strikes. 0-2 count now. Ball wide outside.
Joe's got himself real uptight on that plate there. Let's see if he's trying to chase these outside pitches. This pitcher's trying to paint that outside part of the zone to either side of the plate.
Here comes the fourth pitch. Inside. Just missed.
You know, that's
2-2 count.
That's what you get when you crowd the plate there. You get that inside pitch. Doesn't look too appetizing to that umpire back there.
Right.
Trust me. I've been back there a few times. It's tough to call strikes when that batter is crowding that plate.
Here comes the fifth pitch. 2-2 count, one out. That's ball three. Full count, one out. No men on base.
Real good eye from Hardenberg there.
Let's see if Hardenberg can get something going here for the Hillsdale Chargers. Rips it to right center. Ball drops. Back to the fence. He's going for two. Gets in standing up. There's the first hit of the game for the Hillsdale Chargers. That's Joe Hardenberg with a double.
That's just a great at-bat from Hardenberg there. He takes a couple balls there, takes one inside, takes that plate off the dish, and then rips one opposite field. That's exactly what you like to see in a young kid.
Real good discipline after starting out 0-2 in the count.
Absolutely.
I personally probably would have ripped that third pitch.
Yeah, I would have struck out easily.
Easily. Up now we have number three, Will Mylard. First pitch is fouled back. Strike one.
Hillsdale's got a real chance here to knock a base runner in here and make this game a little bit tighter.
0-1 count, one out, one man on second. Second pitch is a strike. That makes the count 0-2. Let's see what Fiesel here does. Up 0-2 again. Third pitch is a ball.
He really put all of his weight into that one. He almost fell off the mound there. I know you guys on the radio can't see that, but he really ripped that one there. Just bounced it off the plate, unfortunately.
1-2 count, one out. Ground ball, left side, right to the shortstop. Did he beat the throw? He didn't.
Great effort there.
Great effort, very close. However, umpire called him out.
You know, he slid into first there. What's your opinion on sliding into first? Do you think you should run through or do you think you should slide?
I personally, when I played baseball, I was a run-through kind of guy. That's how I was taught. However, I guess it could be a personal preference, whether you think you can get there or not. But.
Yeah. Some guys like to slide because it makes their jersey all dirty, especially if we're wearing white, but we got a turf field.
We got turf, so that doesn't work here.
No, it doesn't exactly work.
All right, up to bat is Danny Passanalt. He plays center field for the Hillsdale Chargers, number 8. Swing and a miss on the first pitch of the at-bat. 0-1 count, two outs. Man at second.
He took a big swing at that first one. I think he wants to really knock in this base runner. I think that'd be real beneficial to the Hillsdale Chargers.
I agree. 0-1 pitch is ripped out to left center. Left fielder got under it.
Real great read there by the left fielder.
Right. That'll end the inning. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7.
Awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor. Here's Jenna Sohita.
On June 6, 1918, Gunnery Sergeant Charles Hoffman was serving near Château-Thierry, France. His company had taken Hill 142 and was attempting to consolidate their position. But immediately after taking the position, enemy forces began launching several hostile counterattacks against the line. Sergeant Hoffman was attempting to organize a position on the north slope of the hill when he saw 12 of the enemy armed with 5 light machine guns crawling towards his group. Giving the alarm, he rushed towards the hostile detachment, bayoneted the 2 leaders, and forced the others to flee, abandoning their guns. His quick action, initiative, and courage drove the enemy from a position from which they could have swept the entire hill with machine gun fire and forced the withdrawal of American troops. For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty, Gunnery Sergeant Charles Hoffman received both the Navy Medal of Honor and the Army Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Currently, we have the Hillsdale Chargers defense warming up, getting ready to start out the third inning. The score is currently 3-0 for the Tiffin Dragons. Up first to bat for the Dragons, we have number 19, Isaiah Marable.
Hillsdale left the runner stranded that last inning. Let's see if they can put a good defensive showing to capitalize off that last one.
First pitch is a ball. 1-0 count.
Go, go, go.
Ball two on the second pitch.
That looked like a nasty little slider there, that backdoor slider. Trying to get that righty to whiff on that. I bet that pitch has a high whiff rate.
Third pitch, another ball, 3-0 count.
Looked like another slider there. I think he's trying to work the off speed on this guy. Let's show him the heat.
Olsen pushing the pace. Ball four. Strike one. That's a 3-1 count.
He's really working the pitch clock here, wouldn't you say?
I'd say. Next pitch is another strike. That brings us to a full count. Olsen working hard to get back in this count.
Great discipline up there on the mound.
Isaiah Maribel thought he had an easy walk, but umpire calls a strike. That's a strikeout for Drew Olsen.
That pitch painted that same spot we saw last inning Olsen hit, and he got the strikeout call that time. Late strikeout call. I think the entire stadium was surprised at that one, but you know what they say, a late call is better than no call, so happy to see that one.
Up now we have Tommy Thaman. Rips the ball to the second baseman. Throw to first was in time and got him out. That's two outs quick for the Hillsdale Chargers here in the third inning.
Come on, guys!
Great play by Turner there. Feel that ball real nice off the turf and whip that thing to first base. So,
yeah, very good discipline. Catching a weird bounce.
Yeah, real weird.
Up now we have Cal Brazier, number 8. He's playing first base here today for the Tiffin Dragons. Olsen's still pushing the pace here. Two balls early.
Last time Brazler was up to bat, he hit a three-run double into that gap in left center. Let's try to prevent him from doing that again.
Third pitch is another ball. 3-0 count, two outs. No men on base.
Behind in another count here. This is not exactly what you'd like to see in the third inning.
Fourth pitch. Fourth ball. That's a walk there. And we have Cal Brazier getting on base at first.
Up to bat, number 13.
Up to bat, we have number 13, Andrew Fairbrother. For the Tiffin Dragons. He's their shortstop. Batting seventh in their lineup. Here's the first pitch. Oh.
Olsen tries to work that pickoff move to first base. Hey, it's not the MLB. You get more than three tries. Let's try to get that guy a little bit closer to the bag.
Here's the first pitch. First pitch, strike one. Painted the outside wall of that strike box.
He's really locating that heater well. Let's try to go dip back into that bucket. Let's try to get a few more strikes on that. Maybe a few more Ks, too. I think that'd be real beneficial.
Here's the one pitch. That was a ball. One ball, one strike, two outs. Man on first here. Ball ripped right past the first baseman. Looking to turn two.
He was looking to turn to second base, but thanks to a great throw by the Hillsdale Charger right fielder, kept him at first. So we got runners on the corners here. Another sticky situation here for the Hillsdale Chargers, but I figure we'll get out of this one.
Get behind it.
Two outs for the Tiffin Drag. For the Tiffin Dragons, up to bat, we have number 23. Number 23, Ty Hatfield, who's playing third baseman today. 0-1 count. Olsen's second pitch is a ball. One ball, one strike, two outs. Men at first and third.
He's got good movement on that pitch. He just needs to bring it up just a little bit to entice that umpire to, you know, call it a strike.
Pickoff move going to first. Doesn't work. Keeping him honest. 1-1 pitch. Drive down the right field line. That'll go foul. That brings our count to 1-2. Olsen's ahead here. Let's see what he can do. Two outs, two men on base, that first and third.
Gets real windy on this part of campus. I think that just pushed that ball just a little bit outside into foul territory. Good for the Hillsdale Chargers.
That pitch was inside. That brings us to a 2-2 count.
Nearly hit Hatfield there. Let's see where he locates this next pitch.
Ball ripped up to center. Goes to the second baseman. He'll step on second to end the top of the third. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Hillsdale College challenges you to rise to self-government, to act with prudence, and to love the good, the beautiful, and the true. But what about the lifetime challenge of bringing those high things into the world? The Washington Hillsdale Internship Program gives you that opportunity. WIP sends you from the classroom into the workforce to apply your learning there before you graduate. Bring your self-government to a semester in our nation's capital. Join in the fight for the good, the beautiful, and the true through internships in public policy, foreign affairs, education, laboratory research, consulting, and more. WIP. Find the challenge. Live the adventure. For more information, visit dc.hillsdale.edu or contact Mary Greco at mgreco.hillsdale.edu.
And we're back to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We're at the bottom of the third now. Nick Fiesel back on the mound, number 38 for the Tiffin Dragons. It's 3-0 right now. Tiffin Dragons got an early lead in the first. Chargers are looking to come back from that.
They jumped out to a quick one here. Three runs in the first inning is not something you like to see, but you know you got the whole rest of the game to make that up. You got a seven-inning game here.
Yeah, we're running a doubleheader today. First game was 8-3 Chargers, so we're looking to recoup.
Why don't we just repeat that same score?
Yeah.
Let's keep them at three. You know, let's put eight on our side.
You're right, Trev. You're right. Got Aaron Jasek on the up to bat here, number 9. It's from my alma mater, Parchon High School. Him and his brother were smooth baseball players, I'll tell you that.
Ooh, they played that infield real nice, real savvy.
Yep. 1-0 count. Rips one down the left line, third baseman, nice scoop. Rips one to first. Jason couldn't run it out. One out.
That's a play a lot of casual baseball viewers take for advantage. That dribbler down the left field line, that fielder has to field that, and on one foot, rip a dart to first base.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a routine play for these guys nowadays.
You know why they call it the hot corner, right, Trev?
Why do
they? It's coming in hot, especially on this turf. It's moving.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we got number 23, Turner, up to bat. Plays third base to the Chargers.
Correction, he plays second base for the Chargers.
Sorry about that. There you go, 1-1 count.
Great eye there from Turner. Let's keep that bottom of the zone. The umpire doesn't really like to call that, so let's keep that a ball. Let's keep looking at those pitches down there.
Rips one up the middle, shortstop, picks it up, rips it to first. Pretty routine. That was a nice play by Fairbrother there. Like I said, these turf fields, they move the balls and jump in, I'll tell you that.
It's a little more of a consistent roll. You don't get those stops and starts that you might on a grass and dirt field. It's little. Ball will be where you expect it to be.
Right.
Unless it gets bouncing.
Up to hit, number 32, Rocco Tenuta. First pitch, swing and a miss. Big hack from Tenuta here. He's looking to start something here for the Chargers. Again, it's 0-3, bottom of the third. Two outs.
Watches one go at strike two.
Rocco's just a freshman here. He's really impressed in his first year here. Let's see if he can continue this brilliant showing he's started this season.
Ground ball to the first baseman, high chopper. That's an easy play for him. Runs it out, and that's three outs. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Grammar Minute, where we're saving the English language 60 seconds at a time. I'm Lauren Smith, and I run the Grammar Minute Instagram account. If you haven't seen it, you should, because there are pictures of llamas there. I was on Instagram this afternoon, partly because very few people on that app are formal enough to use semicolons. There's one particularly wrong way to use semicolons, and that is using them to separate items in a list. I like chocolate milk, comma, hot chocolate, comma, and cocoa. These items should be separated with commas, not semicolons. The only time it's acceptable to separate list items with a semicolon is if the clauses themselves have commas in them. So, for example, I might say, I like sweet things, like chocolate and hot cocoa. Semicolon, salty things like chips and guacamole, semicolon, and hot things like tacos. Because each item in the list includes a comma, it's okay to separate these with semicolons. That's your Grammar Minute. Visit grammarminute.com for more tips and tricks.
And we're back listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Going to the top of the fourth here. Chargers, number 12, Drew Olson back on the mound. Hilario De La Paz leading off for Tiffin, number 6.
I remember watching this kid back in the old Kalamazoo County. He kind of tore it up down there. He could play himself a little shortstop.
Oh, yeah.
Bat, six,
I played against
Hilario
him.
Hilario De La Paz.
Ground ball to second base. Runs it out, but that's routine. Shannon's getting the out, and one up, one down.
This is really the first game I've watched on an all-turf field, pretty much all-turf, even the outfield, and it looks to me like, I know we've mentioned it a few times before, but these balls are rolling pretty consistently. It's probably pretty nice to see as an infielder.
Yeah, the hops are predictable. Number 9, Dietschel, up to hit. 0-1 count now. Setting up outside. Ooh, strike. Didn't even swing. He saw another one looking.
It's good to get up on the leadoff guy. Let's not get him on base so he can try to swipe a bag from us.
Ooh, 0-2 pitch outside. Looking to get him looking again here.
That's right.
1-2 count.
That's right around the same area we've seen a few strike calls, but because he's a left-handed batter, you don't usually get those.
Oh, throwing outside again, trying to get him looking. This umpire's not having it. 2-2 count now.
Trying to hit that same exact spot. Let's see if he goes back to the well.
Third time in a row, setting up outside. They do not want him pulling this ball. Full count.
Here we go. This is the payoff right here.
Hot foul ball down the left field line.
This is a grade A-B from Dietschel up here. You really like to see your leadoff hitter get real deep, get a lot of pitches accumulated on him, so that way that pitcher can't go real deep.
Another foul from Dietschel. Remember, he's a lefty up there, so he seems like he might be a little late on it. Looking to see a fastball from Olson here.
Check swing on that one.
3-2 count. Ground ball, shortstop, Jacek. Smooth play once again. What did I tell you? That's textbook from Jacek.
You know, those Parchment guys, they make them pretty smooth, don't they, huh?
No, some of them. Some of us, though. Not all of us,
that's
I'll tell
good.
You that. Yeah, him and his brother. Jacek's older brother is actually, he plays at Concordia in Ann Arbor. He plays baseball as well, shortstop.
Baseball runs in the family.
Oh, yeah, it's in their blood. Number 39, Clancy, up to hit. Two outs. Send up outside, one ball.
He's going back to that same spot. I think he really likes that outside paint part of the zone. Let's see if he keeps going back there.
That one's inside. I don't know if he meant to. Catcher wasn't set up there, but
I think he might have over-rotated on a slider there, I think.
There you go. 2-1 count. Fires a strike down the middle.
Real great pitch there. Just right there in that inside corner of the zone.
Clancy rips one foul ball down the left, out of play. 2-2 count now. Once again, he might be a little late on it, but Olsen is throwing him outside pretty consistently. Foul with the plate. Olsen threw that one inside. They're really working with the lateral movement here on these pitches.
Olsen's really working this sort of Phoenix Suns 7-second or less pitching style. He's just getting right up there, getting set, and just ripping it. That's what you like to see. Let's get this game over quick. I want a little Mark Burley style there on the mound.
You're right. High fly ball, center field. And that's Danny Passanault, center fielder, catches it. Lost his hat in the process. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Welcome to the Old Ball Game, where we talk about the past of America's favorite pastime. I'm Tate Christensen. Today we talk about the origin of baseball's favorite concession food, hot dogs. At early ball games, there were no official concession stands, but local people would sell food to fans who tended to eat things you would eat without utensils. And at the beginning of the 20th century, German immigrants began to help shape the culture, and people began to love their Dachshund sausages, which were served with a milk roll and sauerkraut. In the 1860s, Chris von der Ahe, a German immigrant and owner of the St. Louis Browns, introduced the hot dog to baseball fans. At first, they were served without buns, and instead, customers would keep the white gloves that the hot sausages were served on. However, the gloves were eventually not being returned, and this frustrated the company. Somewhere along the line, the split bun was introduced, and it fit just like a glove. And now countless hot dogs are eaten every ballgame. This has been the Old Ball Game on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
And we're back on Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here. 3-0 still. Tiffin Dragons got off to an early lead in the first. Hillsdale Chargers have been looking to recover from that ever since. Okay. Up to bat, number 22, Jake Salee. He's the two-hitter, so maybe we can get us up going in the early in the lineup here.
You know, we got another bio genius here. Jacob Salee did his work on deer brows. You know, that's a hot topic of concern, considering deer are really overpopulated right now.
Okay, Trevor, let's get back to baseball. Our listeners don't care a whole lot about biology, do they now?
Hey, I do. I love to talk about it. My apologies.
All right. Number 38, Nick Fiesel on the mound. Ooh, nicks him. First pitch. Throwing it way inside. And now we got the Chargers chirping from the dugout there.
And Salee will take his triumphant trot down to first base as he wears that one. And guess what, folks? He didn't even rub it.
He's
kind of a tough kid.
Oh, he's a tougher. Nope. Number 29, Will Shannon up to bat. Let's see if he can get his bat moving. Fiesel's taking his time on the mound.
Last half of the fourth, 3-0 Tiffin.
Ooh, way inside again. Will Shannon dodged that one. I don't know what coach is going to say, but you know what they would tell me. You got to wear that, sonny.
Oh, you got to wear it.
Yep.
You got to wear it. Take your free base.
You got one on. Got one on already. Very effective. No outs. One ball. Fiesel, right down the middle. We call that a mattress ball. You gotta lay all over that one.
Or a meatball, whatever term you prefer.
Yeah, you're right.
You gotta take that pitch though, as a hitter. You know, that's just a classic take pitch.
Yeah, no.
Guy almost hit
certainly,
you.
Certainly, certainly. Big hack from 29, Shannon. Fiesel painted out the side corner there. Couldn't get a piece of it.
He just missed a little early on that one. I think that might have been an off-speed. Maybe a changeup, maybe a splitter. Who knows what this kid's got.
Yep. Fiesel slowing down the pitch clock. Throws back to first, and Salee's safe. Not a whole lot of successful pickoffs these days, but it's good to keep them honest.
Good to keep them honest.
2-2 pitch from Fiesel. Runner not going.
Yeah. Ooh, Fiesel. Low outside corner. That's ball two. 2-2 count. Getting some signs from the third base coach here. Fiesel's taking his time.
Shannon's really working this count here. I think we need some base runners here for the Hillsdale Chargers. Let's put a guy on, or let's put one over the fence. I've been waiting to see a home run.
There's a reason he's a three hitter.
That's for sure. This kid can really hit the ball.
Check swing, ball outside. That's full count now. Yeah, that is pure discipline from Will Shannon there.
Just a great set of eyes there he's got in his head. Just two good old peepers in there.
Reminder, we got Jake Salee on first, so he's trying to utilize this at-bat as much as he can.
Got zero outs for the Chargers, too. Let's jump on this.
High and inside, ball four. You got a runner on first and second now with our four hitter, Big Jeff Landis. I mean, he's got Motley Crue playing for his.
He's got Motley Crue.
Yeah.
If this isn't a sign of things to come, what is it?
Yeah. And as if on cue, we got a timeout. The Tiffins walking to the mound now.
Tiffins' coach is walking to the mound. Just a quick interruption here. We're going to report on some of these NCAA tournament games. Gonzaga, number 5 Gonzaga, is beating number 4 Kansas right now, 56-49. Myself, I picked Kansas to go pretty far, so that's pretty bad for me. But Gonzaga, you know, they're a staple. They're a tournament staple, so you got to root for them.
You got to pick the Zags as an upset every year.
You got to root for Mark Few. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Yo, you know him?
Oh, yeah. I know him.
Yeah.
I've seen him on TV.
Perfect. And we got Alabama A&M against Norfolk State, 31-26. Alabama A&M nearing up to the end of the first half.
That is the NIT.
Sorry,
in case
folks.
You didn't know, Alabama A&M just didn't quite make it into the tournament this year.
Sorry,
they found
folks.
Themselves in the NIT.
I'm sure you didn't want to hear a whole lot about the NIT tournament, but, you know.
Basketball's basketball. You're lucky to be playing now at this time of the year.
You're right. How about talking about basketball? How about Jack Golke?
That's a kid from, I mean, we knew at Hillsdale what he could do.
Oh, yeah. So, for those of you listening, Oakland, Jack Golke, I'm sure you've seen the superstar. He's a Hillsdale transfer, so he played at Hillsdale, shot a whole lot of threes. Yeah. Now we got a pitcher change, warming up, number 7. We're looking to find his stats here. This is Johnson. He's got a ERA of 0. He might be a new pitcher here, folks.
This is something you see in D2 ball a lot. You got some guys. He throws gas. Let's just throw him on the bump. Let's see what he's got up there.
Yep.
You never know what you might find.
Move some guys around. He's a lefty, so this is going to be a different perspective for the Chargers. They needed to change something up. You know, we got two runners on, no outs. This is a big step for Hillsdale.
Anytime you hit a guy and you walk a guy, you usually either take a mound visit or, you know, hand the ball off, unfortunately, for the pitcher there, Fiesel. But,
yeah, you think maybe the coach was, you know, feeling his player out, seeing if he could hang, but maybe he decided he wasn't kicking it.
Yeah, well, it's always good to go to the ball. It's a second game of a doubleheader. You got a lot of guys that can, go out there and pitch. As, again, we hear Motley Crue. You got Jeff Landis at the dish here.
Yep.
Something big's bound to happen, I predict, here.
Yep, reminder, it's Tiffin's up 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Two on, no out.
Got a man on first and second.
Landis, the hefty lefty, moves out of the way. Ball one.
Johnson nearly hit him there again. I mean, I don't know if this is some sort of thing with the Tiffin pitchers, but they're getting real close to the Hillsdale Charger batters. Let's see if they don't put another one on here for us. Big looping curveball there for ball two. Missed that one high and inside.
Two balls, no strikes. Johnson yet to throw a strike on the mound. Oh, there it is, right down the middle. Yeah, he's confident. He's just playing around up there.
That's a good pitch to come back to. You know, you waste two pitches, got to get that guy swinging. He's a four-hole, so yep. You got to pitch a little bit carefully to him, but you throw him that one because you know he's going to look at it. You know he's going to look at that third pitch.
Yep.
Rip down the right center. That ball is off the fence on the warning track. Guys are moving. Landis, stand-up double. Jace Solis scores. Will Shannon on third. A monster hit by Jeff Landis there. Ripped it.
Absolute ripper of a double. And you know what? I feel like I got my hands on the crystal ball right now. I feel like I speak that into existence. But, you know, that's all hands off to Jeff. That's a great piece of hitting there. Takes that inside pitch and just rips it to right center. Bangs it off that wall. Almost adds to his home run total on the air.
So now that's 3-1. Tiffin Hillsdale. We got one run, two runners on base, one second, one a third. Now we got Joe Hardenberg. Ooh. He hit him once again. Bases are loaded. Will Millard. Bases loaded. No outs.
Bases are loaded with no outs here for the Chargers as Tiffin's head coach comes to have a little word with the umpire. We don't exactly know what he's talking about here. We're three football players up here, so we don't exactly know too much about baseball.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yes.
If you would.
The three stooges,
yeah.
Some might call us.
Here's what I do know about baseball. It's really hard to reverse a call.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. It's almost impossible. I mean, I don't know if we have a review board here or what we're going to. I mean, we don't have Gene Steratore up in the booth.
Yeah, you really can't. You really can't call up to New York, can you?
Yeah.
Again, Will Millard, bases loaded, no outs. Strike one. Johnson right down the middle. This could be a bunt opportunity for Millard.
It really could. Bases loaded. Let's get the squeeze bunt in here.
Oh, and it's foul. Dripped one down the left field line.
Those strong Hillsdale winds just push that thing out of bounds. I mean, foul. Not out of bounds. I'm a football guy.
There,
what can I say?
There goes the football lingo again. Let's get rid of that, huh, Trev?
Yeah, let's go. Hey, foul territory, foul ball. Let me keep reminding myself of that for you viewers, or for you listeners.
0-2, high and outside. That's a 1-2 count now. Will Millard staying disciplined. He's not chasing any air balls out of there.
He's a catcher. He knows what's going on behind him.
Yep. Johnson, fly to left field. Shannon moving, tagged up, and he's there. For one more score for the Chargers, that's a 3-2 now, one out.
You know what, that is a picture-perfect RBI sack fly. That's just a good piece of hitting right there. You know, you don't get on base, but you get an RBI. It doesn't even count towards your
average. Now, we have the third baseman here kind of arguing that Will Shannon didn't. Shannon left the bag early. The ump's taking a look at it. The coach seems to be pretty confident. We'll see what this umpire calls here. Big smile from the umpire. I have a feeling that he's not going to return back to his word. There you go.
They share a few words there. We can only wonder what they're talking about.
Pure speculation.
Yes.
Yeah. So that clears that up. One out. Got a guy on first and second. And now we got Danny Passanalt, number 8, up to bat. Reminder, he's a lefty, so he could push one to right field here and move some runners. Strike one. Passanalt looking.
Passanalt's up on the plate here. That pitch nearly nicked him, but got a strike here for them. He likes those inside pitches to either side of the plate.
Check swing. That's a strike. That was a nice pitch by Johnson there. Outside, that's tough to hit.
Great pitch by Johnson.
Conservative lead by our runners here. They're looking to move off a hit. Outside Johnson. 1-2 count here. One out. Reminder, we're in the bottom of the fourth.
He's really working his full, the entire zone here. He's trying to get...
Oh, yeah. Johnson moving the ball around in his mitt. That's strike three. Got him on an off speed there, like a 12-6 curve. That was moving.
got to tip your hat to Johnson. That's just a good piece of pitching. You just gave up two runs, and you go back there and strike a guy out. That's just how the game goes. Move on to the next guy.
Aaron Jasek, number nine, up to hit here. Hit a ground out his first at bat. Ball low. 1-0 count. We got two outs. Again, man on first and second for the Chargers.
Don't exactly have the ideal matchup here. JCX a righty, pitcher's a lefty. Let's see if he can do some work with this matchup we got here.
Low again. He's skipping it. 2-0 count. We're going to expect to see a fastball here from Johnson.
You know, my dad always said it's not golf. It's not swing at those pitches down there. We're not trying to hit a drive 300. We're trying to knock a base runner in.
You're right, Trevor.
Yeah. I'm a great golfer myself. I'm really not. I'm not.
Yeah, there's a fastball. Yep. Jason's going to take that, though. He's got to play conservative up at the plate, but 2-1 count now.
Come on,
DJ! 2-2 count. Drops one outside. That was a nice pitch by Johnson. 2-2 count for Jasek now.
Johnson's got this looping curveball that Hillsdale Chargers can't quite time up here. Let's see if he goes back to it.
Oh, he did. It was hanging. Oh, man. Tips it down. Catcher gets it just inside and taps Jasek out. That's three outs. Left two guys on. That's you're listening. It's 3-2 at the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group. This program features events and people whose hard work, ingenuity, economic, political, medical, and scientific innovations have made America and the world a better place. Ruth Jones Wakefield is no exception. Born in Easton, Massachusetts in 1903, she became a dietitian, and once married, she and her husband bought a tourist lodge, naming it Toll House. In 1938, she created a special dessert for her guests that became so popular, people from all over the world were asking for its recipe. Ruth Jones Wakefield gave us and the world the chocolate chip cookie. This has been The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson, and you can visit us at jeffersonmediagroup.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We're starting the fifth inning here with Drew Olsen on the mound still. And Swanger up to bat. He is 1-for-2 today. The designated hitter at the 3 spot.
1-for-2 with a strikeout here. Let's see if we can tack another one of those on here.
First pitch of the fifth inning. First pitch is a ball outside. 1-0 count here.
Olsen still is trying to paint that outside part of the zone. Let's see if he can get a few strike calls over there.
Second pitch is ripped to center field. Passing all looking for it. Got under it. First out. Swanger flies out to center to start the fifth inning off. First out.
Great jump on that ball by Pastenault. That might get over the head of the average center fielder, but thankfully we have a vacuum cleaner out there in center field. Man in that nice Hillsdale Chargers logo we got out there.
Right. Pastenault's fast.
Speedy guy.
Speedy guy.
Usually they put those guys in center field.
Right. Makes sense. Up now we have number 19, Isaiah Maribol, the catcher here for the Tiffin Dragons. First pitch was a ball. Here's the second one. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes, no man on base, one out.
You got a catcher batting in the four spot here. This is a little interesting to see. Usually you don't get a whole lot of offense from your catcher.
Third pitch is a strike. Two balls, one strike.
This might be a little Joe Mauer situation here. Got a little offense here from the two spot.
There is another ball. Three balls, one strike. Three-one delivery got through the up the middle, rolled out to Passanol in center field. That's a single there for Maribol. He's on first base, one out.
Up to bat, number 10, Tommy Thaman.
Up to bat now is Tommy Thaman, number 10 for the Tiffin Dragons.
A great jump on that ball by Jasiak, but like we said before, this ball rolls a little bit quickly on the turf. It gets up on you.
Right. Here comes the first pitch of the at-bat. Fly ball out to the third base line. Ooh. Diving catch for Hardenberg out on the left field line. That was impressive.
That's a great jump on that ball there. He read that thing all the way through and made a spectacular play on that ball to retire the leadoff hitter. Sorry, retire the five-hole hitter.
That's two good plays here today on defense by Hardenberg. First pitch for Brasler is a strike.
Correction, that's Brazier.
Brazier, sorry.
Someone who, whoever wrote our little Tiffin lineup here doesn't have exactly the best handwriting. Looking at you back there.
0-1 count here for Cal Brazier. Two outs, man on first. Pitch was high and inside. Wild. Man advances to second. We got a 1-1 count here. Two outs, man at second.
A hard one to get for Miller back there. That's just inside on the batter's hands. You can't really get your glove up there. You don't want to nick the batter, and fortunately got past him, and then runner advanced to second there. That's just not something you like to see.
1-1 pitch is another ball. That brings us to two balls, one strike.
You see the Hillsdale bullpen down there is getting hot. They got a lefty down there. We don't exactly see who it is right now, but it's getting hot. It's getting active.
Olsen's already up to 86 pitches today, getting up there. That's a strike there. 2-2 count, two outs, man at second.
His 87th pitch is just a great pitch to that outside part of the zone, probably working that slider that he's been working all game.
Brazier's had a pretty good day on offense today. 1-for-1 with a hit and 3 RBIs and a walk.
Yes, exactly. Brazier's the guy that hit that 3-run double of the gap there in left center. It's tough to see for the Chargers, but that was a good piece of hitting there. That's something you like to see from a young ball player.
2-2 pitch was fouled out of play over to the right. Two pitch high out to left center field. Passanol looks like he's getting under it. Got it. That will be the third and final out of the top of the fifth there. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome to the Old Ball Game, where we talk about the past of America's favorite pastime. I'm Tate Christensen. Today we talk about Jackie Mitchell, one of the first and one of the only female baseball players in baseball history. Mitchell was born on August 29, 1913, in Memphis, Tennessee. Growing up, Mitchell played many sports, including basketball, swimming, tennis, and baseball. In her teenage years, the Mitchell family moved to Chattanooga, where she joined a baseball school, and scouts from the Chattanooga Lookouts saw her pitch. In 1931, she signed a temporary contract with the Lookouts to play two exhibition games that year. On April 2, 1931, in a game against the New York Yankees, Mitchell, at just 17 years old, was put in to pitch for the Lookouts. The first batter she faced was Babe Ruth. She threw three pitches to him, two swings and misses, followed by a called third strike. After Ruth, Lou Gehrig was up to bat. Again, she took only three pitches to ring him up. Many people are skeptical of this game, however, and think that it was staged or was a publicity stunt. Following this game, Mitchell played baseball on and off until her official retirement from baseball in 1937. This has been the Old Ball Game on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale. We are beginning to start the bottom of the fifth inning here. Tiffin Dragons defense is warming up currently. Zach Johnson is out there in his second inning today. 18 pitches. The score is currently 3-2 as the Chargers look to get something, look to continue their hot streak on offense from last inning.
Exactly.
Up to bat, number 23, Tyler Turner, playing second base. First pitch, ball outside.
Johnson's missed a few pitches over there to that his left side of the plate. Let's see if he can't get four over there.
1-0, ground ball fouled down the third baseline.
Turner really jumped on that one.
He did. He did.
Liked what he saw. That's what you like to see from these hitters, man. Just jump on something. Let's get after it.
1-1 count here, zero outs. Here's the pitch. Ripped right over the second baseman's head. Gets down. Base hit there for Turner.
Anytime you like to see an opposite field hit. I mean, you like to see opposite field hits?
I love to see opposite field hits.
It's just what you like to see. There's too many guys nowadays, Kyle Schwarber, just pulling home runs. Let's just put one to the opposite side of the field. Let's Miguel Cabrera one.
It's a sign of a good, versatile hitter.
Yes, exactly.
Up to bat now, we have the leadoff hitter, Rocco Tenuta. He's playing third base today. Lays down a bunt. Throw to first gets Rocco out, but he advances a runner to second. Perfect sack bunt. Right,
perfect there. Sack bunt. You know, as the old guys like to say, that's baseball right there.
That's baseball.
I believe baseball's home runs and diving catches, but, you know, a bunt's not too bad once in a while.
Up to bat now, we have Jacob Salee. He's got a runner on second, one out. First pitch was a little bit inside, ball one.
Jake Salee's another guy from this Kalamazoo area. There's a few gems in the rough down there, you know. You might find a guy or two down there, speaking from experience.
Whoa, way outside on the second pitch. That's 2-0 for Jake Salee. He's playing right field today for the Chargers.
Batting second, a corner outfielder. Let's see if he can't maybe move this runner all the way to home plate.
2-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. 2-1 count. One out. Man on second. Score is currently 3-2.
Turner's getting a large lead at second base. This might be a little hit and run situation here.
Low and inside. Almost hits Salee again. That brings us to a 3-1 count.
Do you think that last hit by pitch is wore off yet? You know, it's a little cold outside. Every hit hurts a little bit more.
He seemed to shake it off pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, he didn't even rub it.
He didn't even rub it.
Foul ball off to the first baseline. Full count now. You know, I would say rub some dirt on it, but we have a turf field.
We can't rub any dirt.
There's
on
no
it.
Dirt.
No. I mean, I want to see a completely dirt-covered jersey. That's a sign of a good ball player.
Full count here. Caught Salee looking. That's strike three. That's the second out of the inning.
Johnson again dots that outside part of the plate. Both, like we said, to both hitters, he's been dotting that outside. He gets the strike three call, an emphatic strike three call by the umpire. You don't see that on a cold game like this. He's probably trying to warm up a little bit.
Up to bat now, we have the three-hole hitter, number 29, Will Shannon. First pitch, strike right down the middle.
Big looping curveball there, I think, from the lefty on the mound.
Will Shannon today is 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Let's see if he can get something going here. Here's that one pitch. It's the dirt. Wild pitch. Turner advances the third.
It almost looked like he just trying to go back to that curveball, and he just spiked that one maybe a little bit. Hey, good for us. Runner advances the third. Now let's knock him in here, Shannon.
Scoring position. Just got to get that ball in play.
In play.
Two outs here. We got a 1-1 count.
Find an open gap here. Let's hit it to somewhere where somebody isn't.
It's a good plan. Two balls, one strike now.
Johnson,
high heater from Johnson.
Again, Johnson misses high with that high heater.
Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Another inside pitch. Third ball. 3-1 count, two outs, runner at third.
You know, Shannon did this last time. He's known for fighting back in the counts. I like to see him get on base here with a walk or a knock here.
3-1, takes another ball. That's ball four. Now we have runners on first and third as Jeff Landis is up to bat. Cleanup.
The hard-hitting lefty. He knocked in a run last time with a double into the gap. Let's see if he can't go back to that well, go back to that area, and let's hit one there again.
Today, Jeff is 1-for-2 with a hit and an RBI. Two outs here. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Rips it. High pop fly. Hatfield gets it over at the edge of the third baseline. That'll end the inning. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Stories of those who have been awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor. Here's Jenna Sohita.
On September 17, 1944, First Lieutenant Donald K. Schwab was leading his company across exposed ground in France when intense enemy fire came without warning from the woods directly in front of them. Schwab protected his men and led them forward into the enemy fire. He rallied his force and struggled to within 50 yards of the Germans before ordering his men to hit the dirt. He rushed forward alone, firing his carbine at the German foxholes, aiming for the vital enemy machine pistol nest. He charged the German emplacement, ripped off the half cover, struck the German gunner in the head, and dragged him back through a hail of fire to friendly lines. First Lieutenant Schwab's actions so disorganized hostile infantry resistance that the enemy forces withdrew, abandoning their formidable defensive line. For his extraordinary heroism and selflessness above and beyond the call of duty, First Lieutenant Donald Schwab was awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Here we're starting off the sixth inning with a new pitcher. Lefty Devin Murray is up on the mound.
Devin Murray's from Rochester Hills, Michigan. He's 6'2", 200. He's a senior. He's a big fella. He's green and lefty. Got a low arm side, kind of like Randy Johnson out there. I'd expect to see some heat from him.
This year, Murray's got 5 appearances with a win, a loss, 13 innings pitched, and 11 strikeouts. Right now, the Chargers are warming up, getting ready for the inning.
Leonard, it's 3-2. The Tiffin Dragons are winning off a 3-run inning in the first, and the Chargers had nice 2 runs in the fourth inning. So 3-2 in the top of the sixth.
At bat number 13, Andrew Fairbrother.
At bat number 13, Andrew Fairbrough. He's hitting in the seventh hole. Playing shortstop today for the Dragons. First pitch for Murray. Low ball.
He's got a crazy arm angle. This is going to be a new look for the Dragons here. Be a nice switch up for them.
Oh, yeah. Went for the bunt there. Low pitch.
Number 32, Rocco Tanuka saw that one coming. He was charging before they even laid it down.
Count is 2-0 in the top of the sixth inning here. Score is 3-2. Dragons are up by 1 run. Here comes the third pitch.
There he goes. Murray finds the strike zone there for his first strike.
2-1 count. Here comes Murray's fourth pitch.
Murray's coming from the set. Nobody on.
Strike two. 2-2 count. Back to even. No outs, no men on.
Just a reminder on that Gonzaga-Kansas game. Gonzaga has extended their league. It's 78-53. So I'd call that a game.
2-2 pitch from Murray. Hit right to the second baseman. Routine out there. Start the inning. That's the first out.
So now we got the winter sun here. The sun's moving, and we got a shadow over the batter's box. It's going to be a little tough to hit. You know, the pitcher's mound's in the light, but the batters are in the shadow, so it's going to be tough seeing that ball coming.
One out here. Up to bat is Hatfield, number 23. He's playing third base here for the Dragons.
That was a nice try framing by Miller, but couldn't get it.
1-0 count, one out. Strike.
Oh, that pitch was moving. Did you see the side to side on that?
That was nice. Yeah. I like that. 1-1 count here, one out.
Tell you that, he's coming around the side. This is definitely a new look for the Dragons.
Strike two. 1-2 count here.
Number 23, Hatfield. He's crowding the plate. He's expecting to see some outside pitches. Let's see if Murray switches it up on him.
Here comes the 1-2 delivery. There's a ball. 2-2 count. Unlike Olsen, Murray takes a majority of the pitch clock here to deliver.
Yeah, he's taking his time. And he, you know, he's coming from the set. There's nobody on, so that shows he's a relief pitcher. He's comfortable going from the set.
Likes to take his time.
Yeah.
Here comes a 2-2 strike. Tapper up to Murray. Routine throw to first. He's out.
Rips one. What a play by Murray. I mean, that was down the third base line. He was moving all the way down there and spun around on a swivel and ripped it.
We got a shortstop on the pitcher's mound here.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't go that far. That was nice, but let's
maybe not. That's the second out here in the sixth inning.
Lario De La Paz, number 6, up to bat.
De La Paz is 0-2 today. Second baseman here. Here comes the first pitch. Strike one. 0-1 count here. Two outs.
Yeah,
no man on base.
That's a daunting task coming up to a new pitcher. You get two outs, nobody on.
A lefty at that.
Trying to start something by yourself here.
0-1 pitch. Another outside. That one was a ball. 0-1 count here, two outs.
Murray seems pretty comfortable up there. I think he knows where he's throwing. He's trying to see if he can get De La Paz to poke another easy ground ball.
Hard swing and a miss.
Yeah,
that's strike two.
That's some off speed if I ever saw one. That's a lefty curve that you don't see that very often as a hitter. So
De La Paz was way early on that one.
It's a good thing he tied his shoes today or else he'd have been out of them.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Foul ball. Straight back.
Another big hack is his right leg's moving off of that. That's how you know you're really swinging real hard because your right leg's not staying planted there.
The Dragons, they've been quiet for a few innings here. They're probably looking to get some electricity on the team. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, out three.
The heater by Murray there.
That'll end the top of the sixth, where the score is 3-2. Dragons are up one score. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Welcome to the Old Ball Game, where we talk about the past of America's favorite pastime. I'm Tate Christensen. Today we talk about the connection between baseball and Thanksgiving. At one point, baseball, not football, was the American sport of Thanksgiving. The games played on Thanksgiving Day were not entirely organized events, but many clubs would come together to play to mark the end of the baseball season. As the Evening Standard once wrote, quote, "In the afternoon, there were several scrub games, that is, games which the various clubs unite and play together. The regular ball season is considered to close with Thanksgiving, though many games will doubtless be played throughout the winter when the weather will permit," end quote. In 1887, a New York Times article advertised a Thanksgiving Day game to be played on the Polo Grounds. Later, the Times cited 1887 as the origin of indoor baseball, which eventually morphed into the game of softball. Yale and Princeton began playing American football on Thanksgiving, and that tradition stuck around. As baseball became more organized, it arranged for its season to come to an end in October. This has been the Old Ball Game on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Right now, we got the Dragons warming up to round out the sixth inning here. Zach Johnson's still on the mound. His pitch count's at 34.
I know, we're in the top of the sixth. Scores 3-2. Tiffin.
Up to bat, we have number 44, Joe Hardenberg, who's got a hit today. He's one for one. Let's see if he can stay 100% today.
Got some wind moving.
Here comes the first pitch. Check swing. Strike anyways.
Yeah, that was a big check anyway. I think he would have been caught strike no matter what.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's the shadow there makes it real tough to see the ball coming in when it's from the sunlight. So the pitchers are at an advantage here.
Time called. Pitch clock was running down, so we called a timeout here. Reset a little bit.
Yeah, Johnson's taking his time up there, so it looks like. He's also coming from the set. Those lefties, man, they...
0-1 pitch was a ball. One ball, one strike now. Hardenberg looking to get on base so the Chargers can tie it up here.
Yep. 3-2 lead doesn't...
1-1 pitch was called, strike two. One ball, two strikes now here for Hardenberg.
Hardenberg fighting back from the count now. Let's see if he can stay disciplined. I'm going to expect something outside here.
Fouls it back a little to the right.
As predicted, Johnson throws one outside. Hardenberg fights it off. Let's see if he can keep out of here.
Count remains 1-2.
Johnson from the set, moving it around in his glove.
Ooh, rip right up the middle. That'll put Hardenberg on base.
Hardenberg, real discipline on the curve. He waited for it. Let it drop and rip one up the middle.
Nice base hit for Hardenberg there. He stays 100% on the day.
That's a tough hit to make, I'll tell you that.
Up to bat now, we have Will Millard, who's catching for us today. He's got one man on base.
No outs.
No outs. Here comes the first pitch.
And we got a bunt.
Laid it down.
And it's foul.
Man, that was a pretty one.
Yep. I'm going to expect to see maybe a pickoff move from Zach Johnson here. I mean, he's a lefty. It's a little bit easier on that side of the mound.
Calling your shot, huh?
I've seen a few games.
Millard's got an 0-1 count now. Going to take his time getting back into the batter's box. Catch his breath.
Taking some signs from the coach here. Let's see if they took the bunt off. I would assume so. We'll see.
Yeah. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Another bunt try.
Another bunt. Uh-oh, he might be there. He might
get it. Oh, he called out in a close one, but he advances the runner to second. That'll give us two outs here.
Another sack bunt. Love to see it. That's fundamental baseball right there.
Up to bat now, we have the lefty, Danny Passanol, playing center field for us today.
I mean, what's Hillsdale if not fundamental? Have you seen our Hillsdale Charger basketball team play?
Those are fundamental guys.
I mean, yeah, not a whole lot of dunks coming from them, but they move the ball around.
They move the ball. Nice pick and rolls.
Oh, yeah. And that Jack Golke, you know, he's from Hillsdale. I'm going to say it however many times I can, folks. Jack Golke is a former Hillsdale Charger.
You know what they say? Once a Charger, always a Charger.
Is that what they say, Lee?
That is what they say.
Okay.
Umpires are chatting it up a little bit here. So we got a little bit of a intermission, I guess, here.
Yeah, we got some time to kill. So let's check these March Madness scores once again. I'm going to assume Gonzaga. Yeah, so like I said, Gonzaga's up 83-62 on Kansas. And that's an upset for Gonzaga.
It
Two
is.
2 minutes left, so that's call game on that.
I personally had Gonzaga, but, you know.
YeI'm a bulldog.
We're professionals here.
I'm a bulldog.
All right, back to baseball. Here comes the first pitch of the at-bat for Passanol. Outside pitch in the dirt. Hardenbaugh's trying to advance.
He's there.
He's safe.
He is there.
Safe at
Fouled
third.
The corner of the bag.
Very nice. Good slide there.
Like I said, this catcher's in the shadow. He's looking around for the ball. It's tough to find when it's dark. Kind of stumbled around was just a hair too late on the throw.
Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Man at third, one out for Pastinel. There's another ball. Two balls, no strikes.
Another low and away from Zach Johnson. Let's see if he can find the strike zone again. He was consistent a few innings ago, but he might be feeling the pressure now.
2-0 delivery was a strike. Now we got a 2-1 count. Pastinel looking to get something going here. He's 0-2 for the game.
Yeah, Pastinel ahead in the count. All he's got to do is hit it somewhere.
High fly ball. Uh-oh. Out to right field. Oh, he drops it. Hardenberg scores. Pastinel's at first. We're tied 3-3.
That's a tied
in the
game,
sixth innings.
That's a tough error from number 39 out there.
That's the first error of the game. He
Clancy, yeah.
He couldn't get on his horse quite like Pastinel has been in this game.
Yeah, he tried the old Hardenberg slide catch, but was unsuccessful.
Didn't work.
You know, I keep talking about the sun. The sun's, he's glaring at him. It's got to be a tough play to look through the sun and make a diving catch like that. But
right. Up to bat now, we have Aaron Jasek playing shortstop today for the Chargers. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Another bunt, lays it down, and he's safe. No throw. Guys at first and second here for the Chargers. One out.
You want to talk about a smooth ball player. He's a shortstop, and he just laid down maybe the best bunt we've seen all day.
That was a very nice bunt.
I mean, you couldn't pick a better spot. They had no choice but to hold on to that ball. They were both safe.
Right in the sweet spot where the – in the middle of the pitcher, the catcher, and the third baseman. They couldn't do anything about it.
They call that the Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle, exactly. I don't know if that's what they call it.
Nah, I made that one up.
It's a good one. Maybe they should call it that.
Yeah, you're right. Trying to run the top of the or bottom of the sixth here. 3-3.
Up to bat now, we have Tyler Turner, number 23, playing second base for the Chargers. Looks like we got a substitution or a pinch hitter. Excuse me. Nate Wallagora is up to bat, number 19. This is his first action in the game today.
Nate Wallagora is 6'5", 250 pounds, and you wonder why he's pinch hitting, right?
Big guy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of torque in that body.
He can move that bat fast.
Yep. Got a runner on first and second here. One out.
Here comes the first pitch of the at-bat. First pitch is a low ball.
He's throwing it low on Wallagora, not trying to get him in his sweet zone.
It's probably pretty easy to throw low on a 6'5 guy.
You would think. I bet Wallagora can golf, though. He seems like the kind of guy that could.
He'd get a lot of lag on it. There's ball two. Two balls, no strikes here. One out, two men on base.
Zach Johnson's feeling the pressure. It's a tie game.
Yeah, again, we're tied up here at 3-3.
Runners on base.
2-0 pitch was a strike. Now we're sitting at 2-1.
There you go. He finds a strike zone. Wallagora watches it happen. He's got to stay conservative, make him throw strikes. Now we're going to see some competitive play right here.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Rips it. Foul ball.
Big hack. He's looking to move that ball.
He is looking to move that ball. He's trying to score here.
Yep. We got number 8, Danny Pastinel. That's our center fielder over on second. So
speedy guy. If he gets the opportunity, he's taking all the way home. Yep. From second. Wallagora hits a ground ball down to the first baseman. He'll get out, but it'll advance both runners to second and third.
Yep.
We're at two outs now.
Once again, you know, that's what their coach is telling them. Just push it to the right side. You can put it wherever you need as long as you can move the runners.
Up to bat now, we have our leadoff hitter, Rocco Tenuta. He's playing third base here for the Chargers today.
Tenuta's 0-2 with a sacrifice today. Let's see if he can get something in play and get on base.
That'd be nice. Here comes the first pitch of the at-bat. Strike one, right down the middle. That was a nice pitch.
That's a first pitch curve from Zach Johnson. Mm-hmm. And you would think, yeah, you would expect Tunito to swing at that, but that was a big looping curve. That's a tough first pitch.
0-1 pitch. High and away, ball one. 1-1 count here, two outs, two men on base. Second and third, got runners in scoring position.
Seems like Johnson's, he's speeding up his pitch clock here.
He is.
He was taking his time, but he might have a little internal temperature rising.
1-1 pitch is fouled back hard. I guess that brings us to a 1-2 count here.
And we got Rocco Tenuta, leadoff hitter. 1-2 count.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch.
Oh, nope. Johnson steps off.
Johnson steps off.
I told you, he's feeling the heat. It may be 20 degrees out here, but he is 100.
Yeah, I bet.
Yep.
He's gotten himself into a little bit of a sticky situation here.
You could call it a pickle.
A pickle. Maybe a pickle. I think that's reserved for another thing in baseball.
Oh.
1-2 pitch was wide. 2-2 count here. Two outs, two men on base.
Tenuta staying disciplined. He's not swinging at that. Maybe a 1-2 count, but he's not taking any chances over there.
Tenuta also is hugging the
that's called the
batter's box. Swing and a miss, strike three. That'll end the inning here in Scranton base runners. We're all tied up here, 6-6, as we enter the seventh inning. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group. On August 6, 1945, an atomic weapon was dropped on Hiroshima, Japan, in hopes of ending World War II. However, few are aware, for days prior to the bombing, American pilots dropped leaflets over the city, warning the people to leave. "Read this carefully, as it will save your life," it read. "We are in the possession of the most destructive explosive ever devised by man." And then it urged them to evacuate their city. Even though over 100,000 people lost their lives in Hiroshima, the Empire of Japan still refused to surrender. It took a second bombing on Nagasaki before the emperor himself ordered the surrender over the objections of his military leaders. This has been The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson, and you can visit us at jeffersonmediagroup.com.
Welcome back to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. We got Devin Murray back, or still on the mound in his second inning pitching today. He had a pretty successful first inning, would you say?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we're in the top of the seventh. I would trust Devin Murray to work his hitters here.
At bat, we have number nine, Dietschel. He's the leadoff hitter here for the Dragons. Playing right field today for them on defense.
Got the umpire take calling time right here.
A little delay here.
Pinch for tipping number 33, Griff Cady.
So we got a pinch hitter number 33 for Tiffin here.
Griff Cady?
Yeah, he's looking. I mean, Tiffin's trying to get someone on base, it looks like. Top of the seventh, this is the last chance here.
A little bit of a drought here for the Dragons. They're looking to get something going again. Here comes the first pitch of the inning. First pitch is low. That's a ball. 1-0 count here.
Devin Murray's bringing the heat. I mean, he's got that little hop off the mound and the wide arm angle with the lefty. That's a new look for the Tiffin Dragons for sure.
1-0 count. Pitch swing, high fly ball out to the first base line. That'll go into the bullpen. Foul ball. One ball, one strike here.
As expected, we got our righty hitting it to the right field. I knew Devin Murray was throwing gas, but that confirms it. He's late on the ball here.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Murray's pitch fouled back. That'll bring us to 1-2 count here.
Lead on it once again. Ryder, we got some wind blowing here in Hillsdale. You can see the flags moving pretty much erect. So, but you, if you put one up in the air, it's going to be tough to track for these outfielders.
Love to see an American flag blown in the wind, don't you?
That's probably the best thing I've seen.
1-2 pitch was a ball. That brings the count to 2-2. Evened up.
He tried the off-speed there. He tried getting him with the curve, but pinch hitter saw it coming. Griff Cady.
2-2 pitch here. Strike. Caught him looking. There's the first out here in the seventh inning for the Chargers. Once again, we are tied up here, 3-3. The Dragons started off strong with three runs in the first inning and haven't done anything since.
That's a nice spot by Devin Murray and a nice nice frame by Millard.
I agree. 1 out here still in the seventh inning. Looks like we have another pinch hitter.
Let's go, Rick. 4-2.
Ricky Havrilla is up to bat.
Let's go, kid.
Pinch hitting for Tiffin, number 4, Ricky Havrilla.
Havrilla looking to get on base for the Dragons here. They need to get something going. They want to win this game.
We got 1 out, top of 7th here. They're running out of chances.
Come on, Ricky.
Here comes the first pitch of the at-bat. Hit high out to right field. Slee gets under it, makes the catch. That's out two.
Like I said, you could see the tailwind on that ball. Slee had to get under it and keep moving as the wind took it. That was a nice read by him.
This is the second leg of a doubleheader here today. Chargers took the first game 8-3. They're trying to get a sweep here today. Two outs now, no men on base. Here comes first pitch of the at-bat. Very inside. Ball one.
A little lefty-on-lefty action here. This is
up to bat is Swanger.
Swanger.
Designated hitter for the Dragons.
He's 1-for-3 today.
1-0 pitch was high. That brings the count to 2-0.
Murray's trying to bring it in with the high heat. Swanger wasn't having it.
Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Ball hit high, way out of play to the left side.
He might be a little late on that too, don't you think?
I guess Murray is throwing that heat.
Yep.
2-1 count here.
Murray's got that Fernando Rodney swagger to him. You see his hat tilted? That's what you want to see out of a relief pitcher.
2-1 pitch here. Ground ball to the... Oh! Wild throw to the first baseman.
Tenuta makes this great play, fielding the ball, but wild throw to first. And Swanger advances to first. Two outs, one on.
Up to bat now, we have Isaiah Maribol.
At bat number 19, Isaiah.
That brings us to one error for each team this game.
Maribol is 1-for-2 today with a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Let's see what Murray can do here.
Maribol is going to try to stay out of the middle infield here. We got 2 outs. That'll be a death sentence.
First pitch of the at bat, ball one. 1-0 count here.
Under Murray's a lefty, so you know we're not going to let him get a whole big lead on first there. We're going to see you pick off if that happens.
1-0 pitch, swing and a miss.
Now that is off speed, is it not?
That is.
Oh, my gosh. He swung outside, and it came inside.
1-1 count here. 2 outs, 1 man on base.
Murray's letting the pitch clock run. He's taking his time, staring at the runner.
Runner goes, tries to steal second, and he does. Ball goes into the outfield. He's trying to go to three.
He
slides his way in. Runner on third here for the Tiffin Dragons. In scoring position, we got 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, man on third.
unfortunately, that's another error for Tenuta. Yep, great throw by Millard, but Tenuta couldn't get the tag down and drop the ball. So
Chargers' momentum has gotten decreased here a little bit. Let's see if they can get it back.
One-two count. We got two outs. Running on third.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Murray. Once again, man on third, two outs. On ball, two strikes.
Oh, correction. Correction, that was a 1-1 count, or 2-1 count. Now it's 2-2. They must have reversed that call earlier. Just ripped a strike on the outside, so 2-2 count, two outs.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Full count, two outs, man on third.
Yeah, he's not letting Maribol get a big piece of this. He's going to try to paint the corner and make him tip one or swing and miss.
High-pressure situation here. Murray's just got to keep doing what he's been doing. He walked him with the payoff pitch. Runners on one and first and third.
Jim, I don't know about that call. You know, that was a close corner there.
It was close. Chargers calling timeout here to go chat it up a little bit on the mound.
We got a mound visit. I think Murray's cool as a cucumber. I don't think he's coming out.
I've taken a couple sports psychology classes, and I definitely think that baseball is one of the sports where sports psych and being able to keep calm in situations like this is probably the most important.
Yeah, you know, baseball maybe might be the most mental sport there is.
That and golf.
Yeah. People that watch their first baseball game will say, oh, there's a lot of inaction. There's not a whole lot of happening. But once you understand how the game works, there's stuff happening every play.
Yeah.
In everyone's mind.
A lot of time to get inside your own head, especially if you mess up in high-pressure situations late in the game like we have here.
Yep.
Once again, we're tied up 3-3 at the top of the seventh inning here. We got two men on first and third. Two outs. Up to bat is Thaman, number 10.
He's 0-3 today. It's center fielder for the Dragons.
First pitch of the at-bat here for Murray. Good pitch. Strike one.
First strike by Murray. That's a good way to get ahead in the count.
0-1 count here. Maybe making him a little more comfortable.
Yep. He can work where he wants to. He's setting up outside.
0-1 delivery here. Rips it up the middle. Fly ball. Can Pascal get under it? Diving catch for the third out of the inning.
Danny Pastenaw, you want to say clutch? That's his name. That's his middle name.
Was indeed clutch. What a catch from Pastenaw.
I mean, his hat, his sunglasses, he's having a field day out
there.
He's
been getting on his horse all day. He was moving to get out there. Game-saving catch there. That'll end the inning at 3-3. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Hit Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
You're listening to What's in a Name. Though this particular Michigan city's name at first look has a fairly simple origin story, it's a bit more complicated than it first seems. The name Detroit comes from a French word that means straight, like a body of water, which in turn comes from the city's positioning around the Detroit River. The river comes from Lake Erie, one of the five Great Lakes. The city still remains as one of the oldest and most important cities in the Midwest. So the name comes from French settlements in the early 18th century, which was roughly 300 years ago. The land itself has been populated for over 11,000 years by many different peoples, including the Iroquois and the Huron. Rich in resources, it was highly contested, and after many battles, ultimately ended up within the United States, first as a territory and then as part of the state of Michigan. It has since earned the nickname of the Motor City due to its history with Henry Ford. This has been What's in a Name. My name is Megan Pidcock, and you're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We got kind of a barn burner here. Bottom of the seventh inning. We got Salee, Shannon, and Landis due to bat.
2, 3, and 4 for the Chargers.
2, 3, and 4. Let's see if we can make something happen and win this game.
Salee's been on base a few times today.
Once again, I want to give props to Danny Passanoff on center field for making an amazing catch to end the inning there and save the game possibly for the Chargers. Jacob Salee's up to bat, number 22. He's playing right field today for the Chargers. Rips the first pitch, high pop fly. First baseman gets under it.
Foul
first
territory.
Pitch, first out of the inning.
You hate to see that. You put one in foul territory and the defenseman makes a play on it. That's tough.
Up to bat now, we have the three-hole hitter, Will Shannon. Playing first base today here for the Chargers.
Number 29. We got the wind moving. Now it's coming at the batter. This is going to be a tough to get a big hit here.
One out here, first pitch of the at-bat. Inside, ball one. 1-0 count here for Will Shannon.
Zach Johnson taking his time on the mound once again.
Here's a 1-0 pitch. Ripped right to the shortstop. Pretty routine throw. Gets him out at first base.
That was tough. First baseman almost pulled his leg there. He was reaching.
Had to stretch for that a little bit.
Great play by the shortstop.
Two quick outs here for the Chargers. Up to bat now we have big hitter, cleanup, Jeff Landis.
You hear the Motley Crue playing?
I do hear the Motley Crue playing.
That's a good sign for the Chargers.
It is. Let's see if he can do something here. A little walk-off, calling my shot maybe. First pitch, that's a strike, 0-1.
Can't speak the unspeakable. 0-1 count, we got two outs here. Bottom of the seventh.
High inside pitch from Johnson. One ball, one strike.
Zach Johnson throwing him one at his face.
Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh.
Lay off my plate, Jeff Landis.
Once again, we're tied up here, 3-3. Here's another pitch. Check the swing. That's strike two.
That's that off speed that gets you. You think it's going to be ball, so you start to check, and then it drops in for a strike.
Right, he was way early on that when he started swinging.
Yep.
One ball, two strikes here. Comes a delivery from Johnson.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. We're going to extra innings, people.
You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Playing multiple sports from the youth level through high school are being proven even by those who've made it to the so-called next level. More college coaches want multi-sport athletes, and nearly 90% of the players taken in the recent pro football draft played multiple sports through high school. To learn more about multi-sport participation, visit the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Hello and welcome to Radio Free Hillsdale. What can we help you with today?
Hi there. Could I order 3 virtual voyages, 2 collegian weekend reviews, and a side of Grammar Minute?
Will that be all for you today?
Yes, that's it.
Great. Second window on your left.
Order all of your favorite Radio Free Hillsdale student programs on RadioFreeHillsdale.com and clicking on Student Shows and Features, or by going to Radio Free Hillsdale 1017.transistor.fm.
Welcome back to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Extra innings here, Trevor.
Looks like we get some free baseball.
Free baseball. Everybody loves free baseball.
I love myself some free baseball.
On the mounds, Devin Murray's still here. He's pitched quite a good 3 innings here, allowed 0 runs. Let's see if he can keep it up and give the Chargers an opportunity to win this game in the bottom of the eighth.
Absolutely. He's been dealing on the mound.
He has been
dealing.
That
southpaw delivery.
It's got to be tough to read.
Ooh, it's got to be tough. For those of you on the radio, you can't see, but he takes this little hop step off the rubber, and it's sort of gets him closer to the plate. It's real interesting to see. I haven't seen it too many guys.
Up to bat, we have Cal Brazier. Number 8, playing first base here for the Dragons.
An extra innings rule here. They automatically have a guy start at second. So just like in the MLB, They'll have a guy start at second. It's just a way to get the games over quicker so we're not going to 13, 14 innings.
Bridger showed bunt there on the first pitch and pulled it. Still waiting for the call.
Play the game. Let's go.
Brazier was the kid earlier in the game that hit the old three-run double in the first inning that put Tiffin up early, but Hillsdale Chargers have rallied back. Let's get it out here real quick.
Here's the 1-0 pitch from Murray. Shows bunt again. Bunts it foul.
I don't think that's exactly what you want to see when you're laying down a bunt. The ball up in the air?
No. Not good.
Not good.
1-1 count here. Once again, we're tied in extra innings, the eighth inning here. 3-3. Count is 1-1. Man at second, zero outs.
Man at second is a rule. Man at second was didn't get there by hit.
Correct.
Placed there by rule.
Correct.
To get the game over quicker.
Shows bunt again. Hits it to the pitcher. Throws it to first base. Pretty routine. That's the first runner out. He advances the runner who was on second by rule in extra innings. Perfect. Third base.
That's a smart baseball play. Let's move the guy over. One out. You know, hopefully when the Hillsdale Chargers get up, they do a similar kind of thing. Or maybe they just hit a home run and end it. But
that'd be great.
That's a great baseball play.
Good job calling your shot there.
Come on, kids. Square it up here. Square it up.
Up to bat now, we have Fairbroth. He's playing first base here for the Dragons today.
13, Andrew Fairbrother.
He's 1-2 today.
Correction, he's 0-3 today. We are our stat cast here hasn't exactly updated. That's Fairbrother up to bat for the Tiffin Dragons.
Count is 2-0 here. Quick first two balls. Here comes the 2-0 delivery from Murray. Strike one here. 2-1 count for Murray.
Great location on that pitch by Murray. He's working still out of the set, but he's not worried about that runner at third. He probably isn't going to steal home, and he delivers an absolute painted pitch to the inside.
Heat on that one.
Some heat.
Some heat. Taking his time again in the pitch clock. Here comes Murray. 2-1 pit. 2-1 count. Nice strike two here. Evens it up. 2-2 count here.
An emphatic pitch by Murray up there. I mean, he loved to see that one. As soon as he released it, he walked away because he knew that thing was a strike.
One out here. Runner on third. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Foul at the plate. Hit it straight down. It looks like Fairbrother hit his foot.
Hit his own foot with the ball. That's just something you don't like to see in baseball. You hit yourself with your own ball. I mean, that's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. I would not want to take a ball to the toe.
No.
I actually recently dropped a dumbbell on my toe.
Wow.
Purple nails.
Purple nails.
Pretty ugly.
Not by choice.
Not by choice, yeah. No paint. Just
no
bruise.
No paint. Just blood.
Here comes the 2-2 count pitch from Murray. That was ball three. We got a full count here.
Just a little low on that pitch. That looked like a similar pitch to the strike two call. I think maybe he held on to it a little bit too long or maybe tried to turn over it a little bit more. But hopefully we get another strike here with this pitch here, 3-2 pitch.
Full count, one out, runner at third here. In the top of the eighth, extra innings here. Pitch was outside for the fourth ball. That's a walk there. Runners on first and third with one out here.
Wear it up. Run your hands for it, kid.
At bat, number 23, Ty Hatfield.
Up to bat now, we have number 23, Ty Hatfield. Hatfield is 0-3 today.
That's just something you hate to see from Murray. He battled all the way back into that count. He ended up just locating a pitch a little bit too far outside and ended up walking a guy, putting runners on the corners here in the extra innings.
First pitch of the at-bat here. Runner goes to second, lays down a bunt. They score. Murray tries to dive to tag the runner, and he couldn't get him. Runner at first and second. Runner scores. That'll put us at 4-3 here in extra innings in the top of the eighth.
And Tiffin's leading. That was a really good location for a bunt.
That was.
I mean, first baseman went to go get it. He couldn't cover first. Some
miscommunication there from the pitcher and the first baseman, perhaps.
Absolutely. Maybe a little bit too little communication. But Murray tried to make a great play there. You see, he dove for that runner.
Right.
That's something you like to see from a pitcher.
Absolutely. Looks like he messed up his jersey a little bit. Got to retuck it. Take a little break here.
Take a little intermission here.
Maybe catch his breath a little bit.
Now, go back to the NCAA tournament. Michigan State UNC game just started early in the first half. Michigan State's up on UNC 8-5. Ely right here is a big Michigan State fan.
I am a big Michigan
State
fan. He
is pumping his fist emphatically at that early score.
Michigan State's going to the Final Four. I'm calling it here. Place your bets. First pitch of the at-bat goes to Pastenaw with a jumping catch. And no runners advance. Great play by Pastenaw out in the center field.
I mean, just another great play after great play out there.
That kid's having himself a game today.
A little bit of a human vacuum cleaner out there. I mean, any ball near him, it's getting caught.
Kind of like Kirby.
Kind of like Kirby for those who know that franchise.
At bat number 33.
That brings us to two outs here. We got a runner on first and second here for the Dragons. The score is 4-3 in the top of the eighth here. At bat, we have number 33, Katie, who came in earlier in the game as a pinch hitter. He's now playing left field for the Dragons. First pitch of the at bat. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
You know, I'm sure Murray feels a little reassured on the mound now that he's got a guy in center field like Pastenaw who can just absolutely go out and get any ball, pretty much.
Seeing a great play like that happen when you're on the mound has got to be a pretty good feeling, give you a little bit of confidence.
Absolutely.
Large lead here from the second base runner. Murray checks him. Here he's back on the mound. 0-1 on Katie.
Runner on first and second here. Interesting little situation here for Murray.
Here comes 0-1 pitch. Little outside. That's a ball there.
Man, that looked like a really good pitch. I just wish it would have been a strike.
One ball, one strike here. Two outs. Runners on first and second here for the Dragons. Murray taking his time still. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. He delivers. Foul ball. Straight back out of play. One ball, two strikes here. Two outs. Two men on.
You know, Murray is quite a transition. Earlier in the game, we saw Olsen, who was pitching at 12, 10 seconds left in the pitch clock. And now we got Murray, who's taking it all the way down to two or three.
The two pitchers here for the Chargers have been almost complete opposites.
Yeah.
Stylistically.
Righty and lefty, too.
Correct. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. That's a ball. 2-2 count here. Two outs, two men on.
It's a real good waste pitch there from Murray. You're just trying to get the batter to swing at something outside. That way it's either a weak ground ball or he strikes out there.
Here comes a 2-2 pitch from the lefty. Foul out of play. Hit pretty hard. 2-2 count still. A lot of pitches here in this count.
Or a lot of pitches in this at-bat. I bet Katie's down there. I think he's choking up on the bat a little bit more. You get a little bit antsy when you got two strikes on you late in the game.
Once again, we have a 2-2 count. Murray getting ready to pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll end the top of the eighth. The score is 4-3 here in extra innings. You're listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Hometown Heroes, protecting the freedoms we love since 1776. Tune in at 9 a.m. Saturdays and 9 p.m. Sundays to listen to the tales of those who served so that freedom may forever fly. Here on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Our American Stories. Listen weekdays at noon on Radio Free Hillsdale to hear positive stories about generosity, courage, resilience, redemption, faith, and love. Stories about ordinary Americans who do extraordinary things each and every day. The world can be a discouraging place, but these stories share the good and offer hope. Here on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Once again, we are in extra innings here. The Dragons are up 4-3 on the Chargers in the bottom of the eighth. Let's see if the Chargers can get something going here. Up to bat is Joe Hardenberg. He's 100% on the day.
2 for 2.
2 for 2. We have a new pitcher as well. Adelman, number 12. He's a righty. That's Scotty Adelman.
Scotty slinging it from the old sidearm style. That's something you see in a lot of guys nowadays. Some people say, you know, it's better on your arm, better on your elbow, but, you know, it's just a different style. Learn to appreciate different styles. It's just, you can pitch different ways.
The game evolves. That's what happens. Once again, an extra innings rule here in college baseball. We put a runner on second base to start it off.
Yep, exactly. The Hillsdale Chargers will start with a man on second. Let's see if they work the old Tiffin strategy and bunt him over to third. And on the base, on second is Augie Hutchinson.
Hardenberg chose bunt. Goes foul. That's strike one here. 0-1 count for Hardenberg.
You know, one of the weird, most obscure baseball rules, you bunt it, foul, on your third strike, you're out. Isn't that pretty crazy?
Right. That is crazy. I actually never really understood why that.
Nobody ever bunts on two strikes, but if you did and you hit it foul, see ya. Go back to the dugout.
Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Another bunt. That stayed fair. Oh, couldn't beat the throw out. He's out at first. Runner on third.
That's a real good play by Mirabal, the catcher. He grabbed that thing with his bare hand and just slung it down to first base. That's a tough play for a catcher.
That was a tough play. I think he waited a second. He hesitated to see if it would go foul.
That's something you can do. You can wait as long as you want for that ball to roll foul.
Right. I wonder how the turf affects plays like that.
You know, that's another thing. It might have been foul on dirt.
Up to bat now we have Will Millard.
Millard.
My apologies. First pitch was a foul ball. That puts us at an 0-1 count. Once again, we got a runner at third. Thereby rule in extra innings, not from contact. Ground ball to the shortstop. Routine throw. That's two outs here for the Chargers. Runner on third. Danny Pastenaul up to bat here.
Danny Pastenaul, the sort of the hero of this game for the Chargers, making some spectacular ESPN top 10 plays out there.
Right. Danny today he's 0-3, but he has a sacrifice fly that brought in a run. Had a good game on defense today. Let's see if he can continue to contribute on offense. First pitch here, ball one. 1-0 count here for Pastenaul. Two outs, runner on third. Once again, Chargers are down one score in the bottom of the eighth. This is extra innings. Second pitch is a strike. 1-1 count here.
Scotty Adelman's really locating his pitches well. I mean, you know, he just got a guy out on a bunt, got a guy out on a ground ball. But hats off to the pitcher, man. He's working his stuff.
Here's a 1-1 pitch. Little outside, ball two. That brings us to a 2-1 count, two outs, runner on third. Chargers need a score here to stay alive in this game.
Like I said, Pastenaul's been the hero for this whole game. Let's see if he can do the same thing on the other side of the ball.
Rips it down the third baseline, just foul.
That thing just squeaked out.
Squeaked out foul. 2-2 count here for Pastenaul. Two outs, runner on third. Score is 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth here.
Needs to put this ball in play, score this run, keep this game going.
Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. Full count here, two outs, runner on third for Pasanol. Bottom of the eighth here.
As a kid, this is exactly what you dream of right here. Full count, two outs, got a chance to end the game right here with one swing of the bat.
One swing of the bat. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball foul down the first baseline. We'll come back with a another full count pitch.
Check that. Two swings of the bat. Let's see if you can do it on this one.
3-2 count, two outs, runner on third here for Pasanol. Pasanol hits it up. Goes. Lands right center, hits the fence. The game is tied. Pasanol racing to third. Slides. Is safe. Big hit there for Pasanol.
Pasanol playing hero ball again for the Hillsdale Chargers. I mean, what can't this kid do?
Having a great game today.
You know, I'm sticking my ear out in the crowd here, and I'm hearing MVP chants. Just a little bit. MVP. They're saying. People are saying. There's murmurs.
We're tied up here in extra innings. Runner on third. That's Pasanol, who just hit a triple with an RBI. We have Aaron Jasek up to bat. True freshman playing shortstop today for the Chargers. First pitch is a ball. Jasek's 1-for-3 today.
Now this puts a lot, this situation right here, tie game, puts a lot of pressure on the pitcher and catcher. Make sure that interaction there is good, or else pass ball could be game over.
1-0 pitch was nicked. Foul ball. That brings us to a 1-1 count. Two outs here, runner on third. Come on,
Scott. Jasek, just a freshman. Let's see if he can make a stellar contribution in just his first year.
1-1 pitch, ground ball to the third baseman. Goes through his glove. He's safe. That wins the game for the Chargers.
Hey, the turf, man. The turf, you're playing on the Hillsdale Chargers Stadium. And you get the turf, that's what happens, you know? Good, absolutely brilliant piece of hitting, though, by Jasek. Just a dribbler, put the ball in play, make something happen. And that's game over.
A walk-off error there for Jasek to get on base and Pasanol to score the game-winning run. Very fitting for the defensive game he had today.
Very fitting. And Pasanol, what do we say, MVP of the game?
MVP, I think
MVP so. MVP of the game.
Final score of the Chargers' second leg of the doubleheader here today is 5-4. They scored two innings in the bottom of the eighth inning to win this. Great game by the Chargers today.
Great game. Great game indeed. Six hits for the Chargers, seven for the Tiffin Dragons, two errors for the Chargers, and like we said, that last error contributed to three errors for the Tiffin Dragons. And folks, from everybody here in the booth, that'll be game over. Hopefully we get to see you guys again sometime soon.
We've had a blast today. Thank you for listening to Chargers Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
You've been listening to Hillsdale Chargers Sports on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Now back to our regular programming already in progress.